like walk us through what does Jira even do?
Yeah, so it is a ticketing system, but it goes beyond that as well, where we can actually split our work in different iterations or in different, so let's say.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so different phases.
Exactly, different phases. And you can clearly see that in the roadmap that we work on.
Can we put something on the screen that we can see?
Yes, of course. This is what a Jira board looks like at Simply PHP, right?
So, okay, nice.
So when you click on board where Kyler is right now, you have different tasks, different statuses. And this is what we use across all of our projects at Simply. So blocked is, let's say, I'm working on something, and then for example, bug number one, ticket ZTP14, I can't replicate it. So that's why I'm blocked. So I need to ask the client to give me more information or to provide the steps that the client did exactly, so we can try to replicate in different environment that bug.
Awesome. So the client's saying, look, when I click on this and that, this bug is happening.
Yeah.
And when we do it, it's working as expected, as normal.
Yeah.
So that's when you put it into a blocked issue.
There you go.
So is there any other time it would be in blocked?
Yep. So let's say that I'm working on any type of feature. Let's say that I'm working on a payment system, and then I've worked on creating all of the fields, for example, but there's something else that is blocked. Like I can't create all of these fields because there are some dependencies and I have to move over to that other feature before I can finish that field. So that's what it means that I'm blocked. I cannot finish that requirement because I have to work on something else before I can address that feature.
Gotcha. So anything that would cause a developer to say, hey, I was working on this, but I've hit a roadblock and I cannot fix it myself. I need help from either UV.
Yeah.
Because it could be a business question too.
Yeah.
I need help from the client. Yep. I need help from a sysadmin.
Yep.
We have two full-time sysadmins at Simply PHP. So that's why it's super important if they get blocked and it's server issue, they don't have to create a ticket with some third party. They just knock on one of our, and our sysadmins are here every day, by the way, in the office. In progress,
pretty self-explanatory. So when you are the only developer working on a project, you shouldn't have more than one ticket in progress, right? And that's also another instance where you would be in progress onto the feature, but you become blocked because you have to work on something else. So you would have to take that ticket and move it back over to blocked. So these cards are really easy to navigate between, all of these statuses. They're drag and drop.
Have you ever seen more than one ticket in the in progress column?
I have.
Is that a problem with people like not managing their Jira properly, like having several things open and all of that stuff?
Well, we try to make sure that it doesn't happen because we meet with our devs every day across all of our projects. So we try to make sure that it doesn't happen. But then sometimes, you have to have, it does happen that you have two tickets that are in progress as well because you're kind of just working both on these features at the same time. So there's always a gray area, but we try as much as possible to keep only one ticket in the in progress column. But if you are two developers, three developers, four developers working on the project, you'll have more tickets in the in progress as well.
That's great that's super awesome for, I just said super awesome. That's really great for a client or any type of manager to come in here and see, okay, who's working on what?
Yeah.
Is there anything that's blocked? Like the first thing I would do is go into the blocked issue and say, okay, is this something that, has been blocked for a long time?
Yeah.
Just so you can not micromanage, but kind of follow up on some stuff and just not have any surprises. For me, this is the biggest thing as a company owner or C-level executive manager, whatever. To me, this is a way not to get surprised about anything, all right? As long as it's up to date properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're working hard on keeping it up to date. We are providing transparency to our clients by, using Jira. So that's the reason why we try to keep it as, to keep it as updated as we can.
Nice. Okay. Staging.
So staging, so I'm done finishing working on my feature. So I moved it over to staging. Usually staging is the cue. Okay, client, you're ready to go test. So on your plate, you have feature number two and feature number three to test.
Okay.
And then what we would do, so the client would go on staging on the testing environment, make sure that feature two and three is working as expected. Mm-hmm. If it is not working as expected, Kyler, if you just want to click on feature two there. So that's, you know, the description. Usually there is a description in the description box there.
Okay.
But just underneath there and under activity, you have the comment section. So mm-hmm. the client is, you know, invited to provide all of, you know, what is not working, or they cannot, there you go, or they okay. can they can say yes, this feature is approved. So that way, you know, we keep all the conversations centralized into the ticket.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty simple. So basically, yeah. if I go and test, I say okay, looks good, except, you know, there's one little thing, or actually, you know, doesn't work at all.
Yeah,
then you put your notes there, your comments there.
Yeah.
And then I guess you, do you assign it to someone, or how does that work after?
So they can just say approved in staging. And as I said, we keep a very close eye. So in the morning we check what was approved mm-hmm. in staging, or usually, you know, the client will, and I will be just talking as well and say, hey, V, I tested feature two and three. So they're approved. So when we know that it's approved in staging, we can go ahead and kind of just drag and drop that ticket over to approved in staging. And that is a call for us. Okay, so we're now ready to schedule a date to deploy these features over to the production environment.
Yeah, that's nice. So we'll know all of the features that are approved in staging.
Yep.
They'll all be there in that column. But now if there is something that you're not happy about, or it's not working as expected, or there's another bug or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you make your comments, and then you put it into, scroll a little bit left, Kyler. I think it's, is it bug the first column or something?
So you're right, Tony. So if, for example, feature number two was not, in this case, feature three was, didn't pass the test, it would go back into the to-do column.
Okay, cool. So I would make my comments in it. I'll say, hey, this is actually not working as expected, or it is, but if you can just like do this, tweak it or improve it.
Yeah.
I'll send it back to do.
Yeah.
I'll assign it to whomever.
Yeah.
They assign to the developer, I guess, right? Or the manager?
Yeah, usually it's assigned to the developers.
The developers, yeah.
All the way.
This looks beautiful, right? The Jira mm-hmm. looks great.
Yeah.
Do people actually use it? Is it something that everyone is really, really plugged into?
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, because before our ERP, I mean, what we have created for in-house development mm-hmm. Was great for what we needed at that time. But now, you know, Simply PHP has grown a lot, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah.
So we needed something that, you know, people really wanted to use as well. And we found that the responsiveness, and everyone is really keeping their task up to date.
Oh.
And
right.
everyone is really collaborating within Jira as well. So it's been a great tool. And our clients as well, really, it does reduce the amount of back and forth, email back and forth that you have with the clients too, because all of the communications happen in Jira, right? So
yeah.
we can keep track as well of how, because that's what happens usually in software development. We start with an idea, and then this feature becomes something else, and something else, and something else, and something else. And then you're, you know, something that we thought was going to take one day is now taking 3 days. And mm-hmm. we're like, oh, what happened? Oh, well, we did change this. We did change that as well. So we can keep track of the changes that happen in that feature. On the ticket.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's great news that since we moved to Jira, people enjoy using it more.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it would be unfortunate if we had this awesome tool and then people were not really using it, or just updating it on Friday afternoon mm-hmm. or something like that. That would kind of suck.
Well, this is my baby, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
everyone has yeah. to use it. So
yeah, I remember you were there.
I fought for this for a long time. So that's why, and the thing is, there was not much resistance as well. Everyone was really stoked to move over to Jira and to use it. So
nice.
I didn't have to push that hard.
That's great. That's great.
So do you always then, could you specify the biggest benefits in switching over to Jira and for Simply?
I think that given providing that level of transparency to our clients as well has been extremely beneficial, because that's something that we pride ourselves on doing at Simply. And also for our developers too, because when you do software development, it can get really messy real quick. So it really keeps the house and all projects super organized. So that is one of the massive benefits. But another one as well, which is called a roadmap, that's something that Jira offers as well. So if you click on roadmap over there, that's kind of where we do our iterations. So iterations is...
Oh, this is nice.
So yeah, so you'll know that in a period of 2.5 weeks or 2 weeks in this case, we will be working on these tasks. So you can keep track of that, and you can also do some export, and it's very easy to kind of just send that export to our clients too. So our clients do know what's coming up this week, next week, and the weeks to come as well.
Very, very cool. So now that what color is that? I'm colorblind. Is that purple or blue?
That's
or something?
Purple.
So that purple bar that Kyler has his hand on, that is a result of estimates or timelines that are inputted into the various tickets?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Man, I would love this if I was a client. This is great. So obviously the bigger projects, I know this is a test.
Yeah.
Obviously, I guess a real project would have a lot more stuff going on.
Oh yeah, for sure. And they do change, roadmaps do change quite a lot too, because and that's kind of the reason why majority of our projects we don't work using rigorous agile, because our client needs this level of flexibility, because their business priorities change quite often too. So we need to be able to be adaptable to their needs. Hence why we use iterations instead of sprints. So that's why it kind of just allows us to move tasks around quickly and reshuffle priorities pretty simple without going through this whole sprint process that I'm not going to get into.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's been great for our clients, but also for our devs to kind of keep track of what's next has been extremely helpful to them too.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Anything that's beneath code is all developer related. Okay. So there's nothing really to go over, but just quickly, code and deployment is that, in fact, we do, I believe that you spoke about code repositories.
Yeah, GitHub, GitLab. Yeah,
exactly. Recently. So we connect our tickets to the code repository.
Of course we do.
So that's great. It's very easy for a dev to know, okay, well, this is the branch that I'm working on equals that ticket. So that's something that we have implemented a few weeks ago. So that's because the thing is with Jira is such a monster. So it takes time to set up. But this is finally done.
We've worked with a lot of clients that have that already set up, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a kind of like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You gotta have your code repository is actually, or Jira is linked to your code repository.
That's right. Yeah.
So that you could actually, I don't know how that works, but
so for example, if a bug happened in May 2020 and it does re-happen on May 2021, it's very easy to trace back, because we're like, okay, that happened. So you look for the ticket over in Jira, and then you can see exactly the branch that you were working on at that time.
Oh, nice.
So you know exactly what the solution of the fix was.
And your comments at that time. Yeah. And you can go back there and say, what was I doing? Oh, yeah.
There you go. And then sometimes it can take up to 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks to fix an issue. So you cut on a lot of time
because
all of that conversation happened within that ticket there. So that's a benefit. And you don't have to go through all of your branches. So yeah, you do save a lot of time.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. So now the new subject is time logs, timesheets. Yeah. So we have our people log their time. Mm-hmm. So they log their time in Jira.
Yeah.
All right. And then every week, so whatever we do from Monday to Friday for a client, whether it's full 40 hours or 8 hours or whatever, they get the following Monday, they get a full-time a full-time sheet report.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what they will see on that report, so for example, that we worked on 40 hours for a client, the client will receive the name of the feature that was worked on, and as well as a description, the date of the time that we of us working on that feature with the description and how much time we spent on that feature as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's even in a staff augmentation situation, they get those reports. That would be fun if they're using a couple of different companies and then Simply PHP sends them those reports every Monday and all of that stuff and the other companies don't. That makes us stand out. I love that.
Yeah. Again, it's all about staying transparent. And I love that we walk the talk because a lot of companies say that, but it's not reflective of their operations. But to us, it's extremely important. And our timesheet reports as well as Jira is what it is, right? Daily communication with our clients too.
Yeah. Mm. See, that's funny because as you're explaining that to me, I'm remembering like, you know, because it's, you know, it's over a decade that we're in business, right? So I'm remembering the way that we used to work like, you know, 5-6 years ago or 10 years ago where we would not share any timesheets with anyone and we would send the invoice at the end of the 30-day cycle. And then, you know, the client would be just surprised and not aware of what was happening. So that's why we implemented the system of every single week. Not only do you have access, obviously, to Jira, because the clients all have access to their Jira. Yeah. Not only do you have access, but you also get a report every Monday.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's really
Yeah, we've
cool.
come a long way. And I think that, you know, even recently when we moved over to logging our time into Jira, there were some things before that we were, you know, the time spent, I think, on each feature was not, or it, yeah, I don't think.
Oh, we didn't have the capability to show it.
Yeah,
so yeah, there was a limitation there. It was a bit vague.
Yeah, that's right. But now it's very clear.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was like Monday to Friday, 40 hours.
40 hours.
Development stuff.
And the description stuff. Now you have the description and the task title and the time spent.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something we change all the time, right? And that's what I love about us is because we listen to, you know, our clients and we deliver to them. So.
That's the only way to go. We find out that's the only way to go because there's less yelling.
Yes. Yeah. And I have to deal with the yelling and there hasn't been much yelling happening. Lately,
no, so there hasn't been much yelling.